Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is proud to support the Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th in downtown Farmington, featuring the Julia Keefe Trio, Delbert Anderson Quartet, Indigene Femme, and more at 3 p.m. in Orchard Park Plaza. Headliners will also appear at a workshop from noon to 2 p.m. at the Inspired Moments Event Center. The event will also honor Native musician and bandleader Jacob C. Morgan with a special ceremony at 2:45 p.m. The Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th. Tuesday morning here on KSJE. It is time, of course, every week on Tuesdays at this time for our Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to call and talk to Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, who tells us about all the pets available for adoption each and every week. Amber is joining us live this morning on the phone. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Doing good, thanks. Thanks for being with us, of course. And let's talk about some of the pets that are available. Are you guys still pretty full?
Yes, unfortunately, we still have over 70 dogs available for adoption. So in dogs, we are extremely full and need people to come down and meet their forever new friend and family member.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what we can do about that by talking about some, not all, but some of the pets available this week, and that includes Robert. Talk about him.
Yes, Robert is a playful one-year-old mixed breed. He is a very handsome boy. He does great with people and other dogs. Which would make him an addition, great addition to any family, whether it's a dog family with already has other dogs, or if he'd be the first one, he's going to make a great pet either way. So you just got to come down and meet him, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Right. Okay. There he is, and he looks like a good dog right there in his photo. So he's ready to go, it looks like.
He is. He's got his bags packed, and he's just waiting for his new family to come down and meet him.
Okay, very good. That's Robert. And what about Fido?
Fido is a five-year-old gentleman, but don't let his age fool you. He is still full of puppy energy. He loves to run and play, and if you can see his picture, he loves to go out on walks in the park. You got to come meet him. And I always recommend to meet all the dogs outside of their kennel, but Fido is one that he doesn't show very well. He gets really excited when people come to see him, but when you see him outside in the yard, he's very calm and collected, very, very well behaved. Not so much in his kennel, but that's not his true personality. But he is waiting for somebody to come meet him and take him home because he's deserving of a loving home, like they all are.
That's right. Very true. And by that photo, it looks like he's ready to go for that walk. He's ready to go.
He is ready. He's very photogenic, as you can see.
Exactly. Very true. Very true. Okay. And there's one cat on the list this week, so talk to me about Sheena.
Sheena is a beautiful two-year-old tabby. I'm just looking for a place to call home. She does prefer the luxuries of the indoor life. She doesn't like to be outside, and she loves to sit up in the windowsill and sunbathe and get some chin scratches when she allows it and just, you know, do what cats do and just lounge around all day.
Okay. It looks like she's pretty happy on her pillow there in the photo for sure.
Lounge around.
Gotcha. I have a cat like that too. I completely understand.
Right.
That's right. Very good. And you guys have an event coming up in coordination with Easter, right, for pet adoptions. Talk about your Easter egg extravaganza adoption event.
Yes, we are having our Easter egg extravaganza. So if you come in this week up until Saturday, we have an Easter basket at the front desk. You pick your Easter egg and you can get either anywhere from $10 to $50 off your adoption fee, or even there's some free adoption eggs in there. So
wow.
you get to pick your discount, or maybe a freebie, but you get to animal wonderful. That'll give you a lifetime of joy, so it's well worth it. So come down and see us.
All right, very good. And that's all this week until Saturday, as you said, right, when the shelter is open. That's 11:30 to 5:30.
11:30 to 5:30 today through Saturday. We will be closed on Easter Sunday, but come down and see us before then so you can get your Easter egg hunting partner to go hunt those eggs for you.
That's true. Good advice. Very good. Well, great. Well, Amber, thank you very much. You have a happy Easter, and thanks for being with me this morning. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you, Scott. You have a happy Easter as well.
Thanks very much. That is Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is with me every Tuesday at this hour right here on KSJE. It's part of our commitment to animal welfare that we do this segment every week, and we invite you to help us spread the word about deserving cats, animals, dogs, puppies, kittens to others in your network. You can go and share this this video segment from our Facebook page, KSJE, or our YouTube channel, KSJE, and share it with your friends and neighbors and networks on social media as well to help spread the word about these great animals available at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, everybody. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, beginning a little after 8 a.m. with my guest from the Farmington School District. We'll be talking education, of course. See you tomorrow morning right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.